Sheep were a common sight in Jesus' day, and he used them to teach some of his spiritual lessons. He was the shepherd, and people were the sheep. Shepherds would lead their sheep to places of pasture and quiet pools of water, protecting them from harm and beasts of prey. They recognized his voice and were comforted and content in his presence. Every evening, he would bring them to the sheepfold for protection and rest for the night, accounting for each one as they entered through the gate. One night, however, one was missing. He could have said, "Well, I have 99 left, so no big deal." But he would not rest until he found the sheep that was lost. Braving the perils of the night, he set out in search for that one lost sheep until he found it. He didn't drive it home, kick it home, or scold it home. He put it on his shoulders and carried it home. And when they got in, he invited the neighbors for a time of rejoicing. He said, "That's what they do in heaven when a sinner repents." Well, that's a neat story. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. And when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from 1 to 2? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look, go. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Also, I appreciate the feedback from listeners. You enjoy the programs. I appreciate you letting us know. I know there are those that are trying to figure out if I, with the things I'm presenting, they think maybe it's, you know, how can I be sure that Trump will not return to office? He may be elected, but he will not be the final president of the United States of America. There is another individual that's going to have another 8-year term. He had a previous 8-year term. He will have a second roughly 8-year term. But in between the two 8-year terms, where he's openly in power, he will be in a behind the curtains, like the Wizard of Oz, 8 years of behind the curtain power in his basement. And I was visiting with friends last night, and they are really hoping Trump will win. And I told them, well, it would be great, be the best thing for America and the world. But it won't be Trump. It won't be Kamala. You see, Kamala, Trump will not further the objectives of the New World Order. He won't. He's not a globalist. Kamala, she can't further the objectives of the New World Order because she's, there's a word like idiot. What's the word I'm trying to think of? She's just not their girl. Obama isn't going to vote for her. Obama and Biden both at Ethel Kennedy's funeral. They were having a chit-chat. And their discussion was, by those that read lips, that Joe doesn't think she's going to be able to pull it off. And Obama basically saying, it's okay, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. But Joe's concerned, I can do it. Give me the opportunity. Let me come back. I can handle this. I can do it. And, you know, I only have dementia 20 hours a day. But the rest of the day, 4 hours a day, I'm good. I'm up for the another 8 years, 4 years, I'm sorry. And Obama's saying, no, Joe, no. I'm coming back, Joe. Don't you worry. I've got it covered. I'm going to return. Donald, don't worry about Donald. He's not going to be put in power again. Don't worry about Kamala. She can't handle it, but I can. I'll be back. This is the real Terminator. And people wonder, well, how can you be so sure? Well, I'm sure because the Bible, because of prophecies and my interpretation. Now, if my interpretation is wrong, well, then thank God. Thank God that Donald Trump will win. Thank God that Barry Satoru, Lolo Satoru's adopted son, will not return. Thank God. I will be happy. That means I can go ahead and end my radio time on radio, and I can go enjoy life. By 2032, that's it for me. No more. I told the friends last night, I'm here for another 8 years. That's it. No more. By 2032, I'm out. I'm gone. Don't revive me. Don't do anything. Let me alone. I'm going into eternity. So anyhow, there are certain things I say, I sense it'll happen this way, that way, but I'm not saying definitely. Now, with Obama, that's different. That's a definite. He's telling Joe, Joe, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Joe. I've got this all covered. I've got the people that I'm going to put in place. I'm coming back with a vengeance. Everything is set for me to return. Kind of like a novel. I guess I'm... Hey, this is my new book, a new novel. The Return of Lalo Satoru's Adopted Child, Barry. The novel by Rick Rodriguez. It doesn't sound right. I don't know, for some reason. I don't like the Rick Rodriguez thing. How about Mercedes Benson, something like that. I can't think of any other names. But a novel. That's a novel thought, that Barry's going to return, that he was telling Joe, I've got this covered. Don't you worry. Kamala's not going to take, she's not qualified. She doesn't have the ability. She doesn't have the, an audience. She doesn't have, she diplomatically, she can't tell the other nations that we're going to bomb you. She can't, she doesn't have that kind of just authority personally. So don't worry about Kamala. Barry's not going to allow her to return, nor Trump. He's already made the plans for the return. And one of the first things is going to, Kamala's going to go, Trump is going to go, our Constitution is going to go. I know that's disturbing. But the only hope for this, the people of this country, is to get out of this country, go, take your money, take your wealth, what you can get out, leave. Go to one of the multipolar world nations. It'll be safer there than America. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long. Every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
presently in the Democrat Party, there is a revolution. There is a war occurring, a battle between those loyal to Biden, those loyal to Kamala, those loyal to Barack Obama. The three-way battle. Who's going to end up on top? Who's going to come out leader? And Biden, we know that it's over for Joe. We know that Kamala, it's over for her. People know. They just know. The voters, the Democrat voters, they are stymied because they know she is, they're thinking she's the only choice against Trump. So because of that, in spite of having to pick someone who is a hyena, all she can do is laugh, they don't know what the alternatives are. It's okay, it's been taken care of. All of the agencies in continuity of government, military, intelligence agencies, the corporations, they are not friends of Kamala. They know that the only one that will further the cause of the New World Order, America's world dominance, is Barry Satoru. The question is how and what is the plan to assist him to return as the final president of the United States of America? What is the method? What's the strategy? They're working on a day and night. Have they decided on the final plan? No, they have too many scenarios. If we do this, this will happen. If we do this, there'll be civil war. They cannot handle civil war right now. Soros has his own objectives. The Rockefellers have their strategies. The Defense Department, their strategies. The corporations, their strategies. So right now they're having to, these agencies in continuity of government, not only in this country, but Pilgrim Society, New York City, and the City of London, they are, I guess you could say, they are doing what they do in voodoo. They take chicken bones in their gatherings, and they throw the chicken bones on the ground, see what happens. They take the blood of some animal and sprinkle it with blood. They do their witchcraft. This is what's happening in reality. The whole occult world, they are doing their individual rituals and asking Satan, the dragon, what do we do? You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Bill Clinton is going to be impeached. During the Monica Lewinsky, there were other things that were happening. Bill and Hillary go to see, what was his name, Jacques? Something in Haiti. He goes to the island. They go to the islands. And he has a ritual. It's documented. I've read it to you, to this audience, in years past. And Bill Clinton was very fascinated with what was being done. But he needed ritual on his behalf to escape impeachment. And Bill, he finished his term. We think this is all nonsense. It's not. There are many, many individuals that have come out of the occult, and they talk about the power that they have through the power of the devil and the demons. So right now they're trying, there's much witchcraft going out in this country. It's just like, you know, this may seem odd to Christians. What do? We pray. There's quite a bit of prayer going out for this country right now. Well, the children of the other kingdom, they do the same thing. They sacrifice, they have ritual, they beseech the devil, they petition the devil to further their cause, to further their plan. It's no different. We ask God to give us our daily bread, to protect us. They pray the same thing. There are two kingdoms, both invisible kingdoms. And the power of these invisible kingdoms. Christ made the power of the invisible kingdom real when he was here, casting out demons, healing the sick. He didn't need the government to heal people that were blind or deaf or cripple. That's a power of another kingdom. So with this election right now, you have three people vying for position: Kamala, Biden, Obama. I know I forgot Trump. Well, in the Democrat Party, in that hidden kingdom of witchcraft and secret societies, they don't have an answer right at present for Trump. He truly is a 100 car train, each car filled with tons and tons and tons of coal, let's say, heading down on a 5-degree slope in a straight line. You're not going to stop it. But these people, these three, there is a war, there is a conflict, there's something in the air. I sense it on the Democrat Party. There's panic, there's anxiety, there's fear, because they know what will happen if Trump does return to power. I wish Donald Trump was able to return, but I can just say honestly, not an opinion. America is now a nation that has been directed by witchcraft. It's in the Bible. It's in Isaiah 47. Nothing is hidden. Everything is in God's Word. From our very beginning, from the time that we became a nation, as we were developing, before we even became a nation, according to Isaiah in chapter 47 of Isaiah, there were people already in this land using occult techniques to take this nation forward. There were Christians involved, yes, but witchcraft was already part of the society. And this nation will end not as a Christian nation, but as a nation steeped in the occult, just like the end of Nazi Germany in World War II. The only problem is Germany's occult was not completely eliminated. It jumped the ocean to America, to South America, to Ukraine, to South Africa. So that witchcraft is still active internationally. And that's what's happening in this election right now with Biden, Harris, and Obama. You put the three together and you take the Democrat voters and you do a poll. Who will they pick? I guarantee you they won't pick Kamala. They may consider, to a small degree, Joe Biden. But hands down, their choice would be Barry Satoru. That would be their choice. There's only one person that will further the New World Order. All three will further the New World Order of these individuals I'm speaking of. They all will further the objectives of the New World Order. The only problem is the one who's the most competent will be able to further those plans more perfectly. Kamala can't. I don't believe she has the occult ability that Barack has. Joe Biden, we know he's been in some real evil, great evil. But not like Barry Satoru. One of the big threats is Donald Trump. The other big threat to American dominance is Russia. And Kamala would have no plan in Ukraine except to dump money. Barry Satoru, on the other hand, he has Muslim or armies of Islam still that he'd have control over. And that is a great advantage to Barry, because it was Barry who ISIS came into existence through Barry. I'm going to be back. I'll be back in a few minutes. I want to finish the hour with the CNN article concerning Russia and the BRICS countries. This is a major threat to America's world hegemony, America's power over all of the nations. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
And I really don't want you to be caught off guard, caught by surprise. So this is what will happen. And I wonder if Barry knows. I have to believe that he does. But this is what is coming here. I don't know how this is going to happen. Trump may win the election, may not win the election. Still, there's a possibility there won't be an election. Something will happen. We don't know. We go to bed one night, and we wake up the next day, and what we knew when we went to sleep, when we wake up, it's changed. We just don't know. But how he's going to return to be the final president of the United States of America? That's the million-dollar question. All of the nations of the world are watching the election because they know this change with whoever wins the presidency or who returns to power is going to affect them in a mighty way, like never before. You could say that about 2020, 2016, but not like now, because from that time to this time, the world has changed. Russia and China have declared war on the U.S. Israel has declared war on the terrorists surrounding Israel, within Israel. Russia is threatening NATO nations. We will, if we're pushed into a corner, we'll survive a nuclear attack. You won't. If we have to push that red button, all just 50 of them to be enough, we'll still survive. The Russian people are ready for nuclear war. Then you have what's happening today with the BRICS gathering. Now here's what CNN finally, they're admitting, they're finally releasing information that they've known for 2.5 years, over 2.5 years. Simone McCarthy, CNN, yesterday, October 21st. I'll start. Nearly 3 years after Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, it was an invasion, was not an invasion, saw Moscow condemned by countries globally. Leader Vladimir Putin is staging a summit today, and more than a dozen world leaders, with more than a dozen world leaders, in a pointed signal from the autocrat that, far from being alone, an emerging coalition of countries stands behind him. Absolutely true. The three-day BRICS summit, starting today in the southwestern Russian city of Kazan, the first meeting of a group of major emerging economies. These are not nations. These are economies. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. It expanded earlier this year to include Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Ethiopia, and Iran. Leaders expected to attend include China's Xi Jinping, India's Narendra Modi, Iran's Massoud Pezeshkian, South Africa's Cyril Ramaphosa, as well as those from outside the club, like Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. I like those guys from South America. They have like 5 or 6 names. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva expected to join but canceled after his trip. Oh, he suffered an injury at home. I wonder what happened to him. He had to cancel. So this is going to be the largest international gathering the Russian president has hosted since the start of the war in February 2022. Now, Russia and China declared they are the nations that are going to host the international gatherings for the nations of the world. It would no longer be the United States of America. It wouldn't be England, wouldn't be European nations. It would be Russia and China. They're hosting the gatherings of the Asian nations, the nations in Africa, some of the nations in South America. The gathering of BRICS, these other countries gathering this week, spotlights a growing convergence of nations who hope to see the shift in the global balance of power. And it's going to happen. The shift has already occurred. A shift in global balance of power. In the case of some, like Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran, they have directly countered the United States-led West. This is a bold move. There was a Christ made a parable. There was a parable. He said that if you're going to go to war with another army, make sure that you can go to war. I forget the numbers. If the army has 50,000, you have to sit and consider if you can go to war with that 50,000 with 10,000. Well, Russia and China, they made the decision. They knew they could go to war, the two together, directing and being cover for all these other nations. They knew strategically that they had the way in which to go to war with empire, the global West, the unipolar West. And they pulled the trigger. And it's working. The nations after Russia and China entered into this partnership, and Russia was unfriended by the World Economic Forum, and Russia was able to still, in spite of that, once the war begins in Ukraine, this conflict, Russia, the ruble is strengthened. Russia sells more gas to China, to other nations, to the European nations still. The ruble is strong, stronger than it's ever been. Russia's industry is the best it's ever been. Their economy is the best it's ever been. It was a strategy that worked and still working. I'm going to a break, but I'll do this. Yes, I'm going to have to hold here. They're projecting what's going to come in the near future. Empire is being shaken.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
So, in the 10 and a half year mark before Christ returns, Russia and China took it upon themselves to declare war against Monster. And they did. And here, CNN is reporting the significance of this gathering in Russia with these BRICS nations coming together. This has the Democrat world and this administration shaken. In a later message, Putin and the most powerful of the BRICS countries and leader Xi are going to project in the coming days Here's what they're going to project. It's the West that stands isolated from the world with its sanctions and alliances, while a global majority, of countries support their bid to challenge America's global leadership, America's global dominance. In remarks to reporters Friday last week, Putin hailed the growing economic and political clout of BRICS countries as an undeniable fact, and said that if BRICS and the interested countries work together, they will be a substantial element of a new world order. They were talking about a new world order last week. Yes, Russia is going to have a new world order, but it's not the new world order that George Bush spoke of. Senior, junior, or Clinton, or Klaus Schwab, or Fauci, or what's the Jolly Green Giant's name? What's his name? The big guy, tall, pushing for the, I call him the Jolly Green Giant. I'll think of his name. Yes, these nations do have the political clout, an undeniable fact. It will be a substantial element to the new world order. The multipolar international world order is what Putin is talking about. There will be no one in the BRICS network that will dominate over the other nations. They will work uniformly from the countries that are small countries just developing economically to China. China, of course, you know, wants to dominate, but Putin and India and the other BRICS nations have said, no, we don't need to be led by you, Xi. Putin's messaging this week will be also more poignant as the meeting comes days ahead of the U.S. elections. A potential victory for former President Donald Trump could see the U.S. shift its stance, its staunch support of Ukraine, which it will. We're not going to support Ukraine. We're not sending them any more funds. And strain Washington ties. This BRICS summit is really a gift for Putin, said Alex Gabuev, director of the Carnegie Russian Eurasian Center in Berlin. The message will be, how can you talk about Russia's global isolation when all these leaders are coming to Kazan? Russia's not isolated. These nations are assisting Russia in spite of American sanction. All of these sanctions that we put on them, on the theft internationally of Russian assets in this country, in Europe, it's theft. Russia wants to portray BRICS as the spearhead, the new organization that leads us all as a global community to a more just order. And this, truly, it will be a more just order. I read in the first hour this matter of Christ speaking about the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25, verse 31 to the end of the chapter. There will be an order in this in the world, an economic order, where people are going to be able to visit people in prison, visit in the hospital, visit, take food, help people that are starving, clothe people that are naked, help and just help people. Food and water, they will have food, they will have water. There will be no carbon credit sanctions. They're going to be able to travel in not electric cars, diesels, gas, little buggies, whatever. They can travel. There's going to be freedom in the multipolar world nations, not in the unipolar West, not in the Five Eyes nations. What is that Jolly Green Giant's name? What is his name? Dog, I can't think of his name. He's 6'4". Oh, what is his? I almost have it. I can see his ugly face right now. in my view. He is unhandsome. He is definitely not. Oh, I almost had it. Dang, what's his name? So, despite Russia's sweeping rhetoric, the leaders meeting in Kazan, that has a wide range of viewpoints and interests, a reality of BRICS that observers say limits their ability to send a unified message, especially the kind Putin may desire. I think she's wrong. And the reason I think she's wrong is because John Kerry, jolly green giant John Kerry. I know you guys were all speaking to the radio saying, John Kerry, John Kerry. Thank you. I appreciate it. I got the global message. The jolly green giant, John Kerry. I'll be back to finish the hour in just a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Okay, So with Russia, Putin, and these nations gathering presently, they're continuing to work together, a declaration to the United States that we have the momentum we need, and what we have decided to do, Russia, China, these nations, to protect the smaller nations from America's sanctions, occupation, military occupation, the assassinations of the CIA. They will work together economically. Russia and these larger nations will be a guard, a protection to these nations. This is a threat to American national security. It is a greater threat to America's world dominance. And I'm going to finish the article, but just by saying that this year, Vladimir Putin is at the helm of this first summit since the organization nearly doubled in size, and the gathering is playing out before a very different global landscape. BRICS is primarily geared toward economic collaboration. Its meeting last year took place in the shadow of the war of Ukraine. Even as the war rages on, the expanding in the Middle East and expanding conflict in the Middle East, where Israel is fighting Iran's proxies, it's also likely to dominate leaders' conversations. It will, the war in the Middle East, definitely. But the focus of the BRICS, I want to emphasize, is de-dollarizing. These nations de-dollarizing, not using U.S. Treasury bonds, Treasury notes, dollars. It is effective. It has been effective. It will continue to be effective. And this is a threat to empire. We will strike back. So, that's appropriate. The empire strikes back. Okay. Tomorrow, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com for both hours. We'll see what happens overnight. Visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening. Rick Rodriguez.
Radio listeners, this is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.